Almighty.
My brother, my sister, let us take our Bible. We are going to read Psalm chapter 91 from 9 to 12. We are going to read Psalm chapter 91 from 9 to 12. 9 to 12. We are going to read two biblical verses. The second one is Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. The first one is Psalm chapter 91 from 9 to 12. The second one is Revelation. Please, media, please, can you fix this thing? The second one is Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. Be connected, my brother, my sister.
I have opened the book of Psalm chapter 91 from verse 12.
Psalm 91 from 9 to 12.
Alright, Psalm chapter 91 from 9 to 12. Now I'm going to read from verse 9. Verse 9. Because you have said, I am in the hands of the Lord, the Most High is my safe resting place. Verse 10. No evil will come on you, and no disease will come near your tent. Verse 11. For he will give you into the care of his angels to keep you wherever you go. Verse 12, and is the last one. In their hands they will keep you up, so that your foot may not be crushed against stones. Now, we have also Revelation.
Yes, Revelation chapter 5, verse 11.
Revelation chapter 5, verse 11.
In French, while Brother John is preparing Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. And amen. Let us read Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. In Brother John.
Now we are going to read Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5.
Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. Maman Giselle, are you ready in French? Amen, amen. Can we read Revelation chapter 5, verse 11 in English?
Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. Verse 12. In a loud voice, they were saying, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Thank you, thank you. It was just to read verse 11. Let us bow our head and pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord Jesus Christ is good. Thank you, Father, because you are good. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with you, and you were the Word as you are, even now. And forever, you will remain the Word. Here we are, my Father, to present this Word that you have given us, and to feed our spirit. Our spirit is eating your word. I pray that this message that you have started today, this Sunday, continue to bless us and to deliver many other brothers and sisters. We pray, Jehovah, that your power manifest everywhere, including in this place. Bless my brother, my sister, those who are following us on YouTube, on Facebook, on the radio Podbean. Bless them, Lord, because they have devoted themselves to connect to you through your word. Satisfy the desire of our heart. Thank you, Jehovah. I pray for the spirit of witchcraft, darkness, to disappear from this place and from wherever my brother, my sister is now. Let the spirit of peace take control over us. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, our God is good. All the time, our God is good. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the living God. Yes, thank you. Let us connect. The title of my message is The Divine Angels. The Divine Angels. Let us connect. Brother Fett. Yes. The Divine Angels. The Divine Angels, they are many. We have read the book of Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. And the Bible is telling us that there are many, many angels. There are many, many angels. My brother, my sister, as you can notice that I am preaching in French and in English, because we have brothers and sisters. Some of them, they speak English, others they speak only French. The word of God must be preached everywhere. That is why I am summarizing in French for others to understand what I mean here. Please bear with me as you are tolerant. The title of my message is The Divine Angels. The Divine Angels is meaning that the angel of God. The knowledge of this message will empower us in our faith, believing that God is always there with us through his angels. Throughout this message, we are going to study each angel, the prominent one, the top angels. We're going to study them. We understand, my brother, my sister, that the angels of God, they work with God, and they work for God. They also work for us under the instruction of the mighty God, the Most High. Psalm chapter 91 from 9 to 12 is presenting us the presence of the angels that protect us, that prevent us from suffering, from being caught by our enemies. You and I, we understand, my brother, my sister, even the prophet in the Bible, Elisha the prophet, they were protected by the angels of God. If God could do it in the time of the old covenant, how much more in the time of the new covenant? In the time of the new covenant, we understand that the Holy Ghost is with us, is in us. It means that the angels of God, they are everywhere. They are with us. Because the Holy Ghost attracts the presence of God. The Holy Ghost is God himself, and God, when God is there with the angels. If God is in you, If God is in me, meaning that the angels of God, they are with us. I believe you understand something. This message is a motivational message. So you will never see the president of the republic moving, going somewhere in a meeting with the ministers. The ministers, they are there. The bodyguard, they are there. Now think about God. How can God come to save you or to protect you or to deliver you without the angels? Because the angel of God, they are instrument of God in heaven, and they work with God, they work for God. Working for God, meaning that they accept even the instruction of God to come for our rescue. We understand that there are many angels, as we have read in the book of Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. Every angel has his role to play. We are going to study the role of each angel by the grace of God every Sunday until we finish in this month of March. It may take 3 Sundays. This is the first Sunday. The next Sunday, we're going to continue and we're going to finish on the third Sunday by the grace of God. I pray, may the angel of God manifest in our life, in our ministry here, in your house, in your family, in your marriage, in your career, in your business, as we acknowledge them in our life, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, our God is good. He gives us the knowledge of his angels so that we will not be surprised. Many times you and I will dream angels, they come and to rescue us. But since you do not have the knowledge of the angels, God, what he does, he uses the face of your pastor. He uses the face of a pastor. When God is using a man of God's face, it means that the angel of God has come. But since you can't cooperate based on the limit in your understanding, God is using the face of the person that you know in order to cooperate. That is what used to happen. Do you see now? God is cooperating with people. He wants to attract your attention to him. That is why he can use the face of a pastor that you know to come and do the job. Because he knows if he brings the angel with a face of a lion, what will you say? You don't know. That is what you're going to study. What will happen in the dream, in the vision? You may shout, you may cry, you may run away. Because you don't know the angels. You may call the angel demon. Because you don't know the angel. So God knows the limit of our spiritual life. That is why he's using his servant's faces to manifest himself through his angels. I believe you understand here, my brother, my sister. Je pense que vous avez dit, is a servant. He's just proving to you that he knows that servant. He knows that servant. God can't use any other servant. No, he uses his servants. So if he's using a face of a pastor, meaning that he knows that pastor. But the devil also can use fake pastors to come and destroy. Please understand this very well. That's why you need the discernment of the spirit. We are going to introduce today one angel. We write it down. The angel that you call Seraphim. Then next Sunday, we're going to see if you can talk about one or two angels. Next Sunday, we're going to talk about Cherubim. By the grace of God, Cherubim. But today we talk about Seraphim. Aujourd'hui, à 8. May someone help me here read Isaiah chapter 6 from 1 to 8. Brother John, may you help read Isaiah chapter 6 from 1 to 8. We are going to introduce the angel which is called Seraphim.
Amen.
Amen.
I have opened the book of Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1 up to now.
From 1 to 8.
From 1 to 8. Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1 up to 8. Now I'm going to start reading verse 1. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord seated in the place high and lifted up, and the temple was full of the wide scales of his robe. Verse 2. Over him were the winged ones. Every one had six wings, two for covering his face, two for covering his feet, and two for flight. Verse 3. And one said in a loud voice to another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies. All the earth is full of his glory." Verse 4. And the bases of the door, pillars were shaking at the sound of his cry, and the house was full of smoke. Verse 5. Then I say, "The curse is on me, and my fate is destruction, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. For my ears I have seen the King, the Lord of armies." Verse 6, and is the last one. Then a winged one came to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from off the altar with the fire spoon. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. My brother, my sister, you can see yourself. We have just read Isaiah chapter 6 from 1 to 8, where the prophet Isaiah encountered the angel of God. The prophet Isaiah described the angel called Seraphim. And we understand here, Seraphim has six wings, isn't it? And two wings, they were protecting the face. Two other wings, they were protecting the feet. The other two wings, it was for them to fly. So we understand that the Seraphim, they fly. The angel, they fly. In fact, the angels, they are ministering spirits, according to the book of Hebrew, chapter 1, verse 4. My sir, my brother, my sister, prophetically speaking, you and I, we are like an eagle. We fly. Spiritually speaking, we fly. This is very important. The God that we are serving, the God that we are serving, is a powerful and wonderful, strong God. A tremendous power to heal us and to deliver us. Seraphim here is the angel that is working with God in his throne. We understand that the Seraphim here, they are the angels to prepare the bride of Christ, to prepare the servant of God. The Seraphim is there to help you and I grow in the spirit and to connect with the power of God in his throne. We understand that the prophet Isaiah here is afraid because he's a sinner. But God, through his angel, cleaned prophet Isaiah. And that angel that played the role of God to clean prophet Isaiah it was the seraphim angel. The seraphim angel is the angel of purity. He's there to help you and I to live in purity. They work with God. They are worshipper. They shout, "Holy, holy, holy, holy." That is a worship attitude. The seraphim angel, they are there to promote the life of purity, to promote the life of purity, and to help you and I not to miss salvation. The angel of God in the form of seraphim, when it comes to you and to me, it makes sure that you have received your salvation, and also the direction, the guidance in your calling. You can see Prophet Isaiah was delivered. The sin was removed, isn't it? In the book of Isaiah chapter 6 from 1 to 8, the sin was here removed. It was, there was, you call it atonement. The power of atonement worked, and Prophet Isaiah was now holy and ready to receive the instruction of God. God was now shouting, was now speaking, "Who can play this role? Who can work for me?" Prophet Isaiah said, "Here I am, Lord." May you accept when God calls you. May you accept in the vision, in the dream, in the reality, when God calls you in order to work for Him. My brother, my sister, may you receive the grace to accept the calling of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Say amen. Accepting the calling of God requires understanding the sign of the Spirit of God when is there. Prophet Samuel, we understand that, did not understand the Son of God until he was helped, advised by his spiritual father. And he accepted the call of God. May your eyes be open. May your ear be open to understand the calling of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Say amen. Those angels, my brother, my sister, we understand they have 6 wings. Why 2 wings to protect the feet? You can see the life of purity, the life of obedience to the word of God. The feet, they are protected so that they will not be diverted, so that they will not be diverted by evil angels. They are protected. They are following the path of the mighty God. Control the volume. They are following the path of God. You understand, my brother, my sister, you and I, our legs, our feet, they go anywhere. They go to the left, they go to the right, they go backward, they go backward. No, we go everywhere without even the will of God, without even the calling of God. And at the end, we have a problem. Do you see? May our feet be controlled by the word of God, by the Spirit of God, by the power of God. In Jesus' name, say amen. Do you see? The angel of God, the seraphim, they have 2 wings protecting their feet. They only follow the direction of God. And God wants you and I to be like that. We need to follow the direction of God. Our feet must be controlled by the Holy Ghost. We need to follow the path of God. Like the Bible is saying in the book of Psalm, that where the word of God is the feet to our path and light to the way that we follow. The word of God is the lamp to our feet and the light to the way that we follow. It is very important to understand that everywhere we go, we have to make sure that we are going under the will of God. May the word of God be the lamp to our feet in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. The feet of the angels, they are covered by the wings. We are talking about the seraphim. So God wants you and I to follow the path of God. Our feet must follow the will of God. If we want to go left, let us do it according to the will of God. If you want to go right, let us do it according to the will of God. The other two wings of seraphim, they were there to protect their faces. Why? Because the power of the light of God was strong enough in such a way that they could not face God. They could not face God just because of the light is too much. They have to protect their faces. Another reason for the protection of faces is a humility. It is like a sign of bowing down before God. You and I, we need to be humble. We need to be humble before the Lord. That is very important. We need to be humble before the Lord. And the Lord Jesus Christ is in His word. It is very important that we follow the word of God. We don't follow the majority. We don't follow the mass people. We don't follow the crowd. But we follow the word of God. We follow the will of God. That is what is important, my brother, my sister. You and I, by the grace of God, we receive the wings of the eagle, and to be like an eagle and to fly higher. The higher we go, the bigger we see what's happening on the ground. You and I, we need to have a spiritual wings. Spiritual wings, and to understand what may happen in Europe when your brother is in Europe, you are in South Africa. Spiritual wings to understand what is happening in America when your brother is in America and you are in Congo. Spiritual wings to find yourself there. Remember, in the dream, you and I, sometimes we can find ourselves in America, in London. We can find ourselves in a church which is in India, but you are there worshiping the Lord. How did you do to go there? What did you do, my brother, my sister, to find yourself in the church in America? You are there preaching the word of God. What did you do? That is in the spirit, meaning that you have spiritual wings to fly. That's what it is. When you are delivering a brother and sister, as we used to do, we understand that sometimes the man of God found himself in the native village of a brother or a sister. It is the Holy Ghost leading the person there, the man of God there, with the eyes of the Spirit, and to understand what's happening there, inside the bush, inside the water, in the local village of the brother and sister, and to see the fight of the angel against the devil. For the man of God to see what's happening outside there, meaning that the Holy Ghost has made him fly to find himself in that village where witchcraft has been organized. Do you see now? Pendant la dé, ma soeur, mon frère, let us stand up. I have finished my message. We're going to continue next week by the grace of God. Let us stand up and we pray. Where you are, you're going to pray. My Father, send your angels to rescue me in my situation. Send your angel to rescue me in this problem, in this situation. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Send your angel, O Lord. I have a problem. I have a situation. I need you, Jehovah. You are so powerful. You have a big army. You have your angels. You can send one of them to deliver me, Lord. Send your angel, Jehovah, in this situation of sin. The power of sin is frustrating me. The power of sin is frustrating me. I want to leave this sin. I want to quit this sin. But the sin is following me. Send the seraphim. Send the seraphim as you did to the prophet Isaiah. To remove this sin. Since power, rebuke it. Since power, rebuke it. Since power, rebuke it. Since power, rebuke it. Send your seraphim, O Lord. Jesus Christ, to clean my body, my spirit, my soul. Pray. 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 Send your seraphim. Send your seraphim to the church of Christ to bring sanctification in the church, to bring deliverance in the church, to bring cleanness in the church, to bring purity in the church. Send your angel, send your seraphim to sanctify my body, to sanctify my spirit, my soul, to sanctify the church of Christ. Send your seraphim in this place. Send your seraphim in this place. Pray. My Father, I pray that you send your angels, you send your seraphim, you send your seraphim to the house of my brother, to the house of my sister, to clean them, to remove a sin, to remove a curse, 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 to remove a sickness, to remove a sickness, to remove a sickness, to remove a sin, to remove a sin, as you did to prophet Isaiah. My Father, let this place be clean by the presence of your angels. Let this place be clean by the presence of your angels. Let this place be clean by the presence of your angels. Let this place be clean by the presence of your angels. Let this place be clean by the presence of your angels. Let this place be sanctified by the presence of your angels. Let this place be purified by the presence of your angels. Let this place be purified by the presence of your angels. Let this place be blessed by the presence of your angels. Let this place be delivered by the presence of your seraphim. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. Pray. My Father, you the God of Psalm 91 from 9 to 12. Send your angels to deliver my brother, to deliver my sister, to clean my brother, to clean my sister, to motivate someone to be connected to your word. We are your bride. Pray again like this. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Father, send me. Send me for your purpose. Send me for your purpose. I am here, cleaned by your grace. Send me for your purpose. I am here, cleaned by your grace. Send me for your purpose. I am here, cleaned by your grace. Send me for your purpose. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, it's happening. This prayer is making people servant of God. This prayer is attracting the angel of God to come to you. This prayer is motivating the Holy Ghost to give gift of the Holy Ghost inside you. Nazareth, amen. Applaud, applaud for the Holy Ghost. Applaud, applaud. We have finished. Jet up. Applaud, 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 applaud. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. My brother, my sister, we have just finished this first part of the teaching on the angels. By the grace of God, we're going to continue next Sunday. My sir, this angel, seraphim, will be there for you, as you have understood. Will be there for me. If the devil wants to play a trick, a trick to make you and I to be sinners. They will fail because the angel is there to help us and to make sure we live the life of purity. Hallelujah.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.